The Dry Bean Scene, sponsored in part by Heads Up Crop Protectants and SRS Commodities. Our guest, Dean Nelson from Kelly Bean Company, based at Hatton, North Dakota. Dean, give us a recap of this 2024 crop.
You know, we had plenty of acres on pretty much all the classes, except maybe the navy beans was down. But boy, it was a above average crop. We had some areas that did not fare so well, whether it was water too early or drought late. And then we had other areas where you caught a rain or two and the yields were fantastic.
So what are your expectations for 25 as far as acres?
Well, I think what we're seeing so far, nobody seems to be competing for acres right now. I do think our acres will be down slightly, but I think we're going to have a pretty good acre base again this year.
And the market, how are we wrapping up here in the end of 24?
The huge crop, the price got driven down a little bit at harvest. Seems like we've maybe reached the bottom of the market and it's bounced back a little bit. We're seeing pretty good demand for all classes. We're just really trying to ship as much as we can with the nice fall. It really helped out.
Some of the same markets we continue to talk about, Mexico, those kind of things, or where are we seeing those beans
go? We've been, you know, we sold a lot of product to them early and we're busy shipping heavy to Mexico. They've been in a couple different times, kind of snooping around again. Domestically, our shipments have been very good, and product is disappearing. We had a very huge crop, but it feels less a day because of how we've really moved some of the crop already through these first 3 months or so.
Dean Nelson from Kelly Bean Company. The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by BASF, the Johnstown Bean Company, and North Harvest Bean Growers Association.